I'm Vicky Merrick. The Local Food Report's up next, and this time something a little different. We briefly had an intern here and decided to throw him into the deep end of the Local Food Report, and we sent him over to Martha's Vineyard to find out about some new changes to the WIC program there. Here's Jake Applegate.
Have you ever been in a grocery store and seen items marked WIC approved? It stands for Women, Infants, and Children. It's a federally funded, state-run supplemental nutrition assistance program. And while the program's primary aim is to supply nutritious foods to eligible families, it also does much more. It can connect mothers to resources like breastfeeding support, nutrition education, and even referrals to healthcare. Andres Acosta of Egertown started using WIC 11 years ago when her first son was born.
It was very different back then than it is now. Before, we had checks.
Historically, and in some cases currently, participating mothers would use actual paper checks to utilize their WIC benefits.
Kind of hard being a line and had all those checks in your hands, and then you had to first put all the WIC products, and then after do the other ones that you bought that are not from WIC, and then had a line back to you, and then everybody's looking at you like, hurry up. And now it's a lot easier.
Partly, it's easier because WIC has moved away from paper checks and toward more modern systems like cards and apps. But locally, things have also changed because last year, the Martha's Vineyard Health Imperatives received a grant in partnership with the Island Grown Initiative to fund the island's WIC program. Corinne Altieri is a WIC nutritionist and the outreach program coordinator. Her position was created through this grant. I asked her to share some statistics on how it impacted the program.
When analyzed through July of this year, we expect that more than 500 participants will be served for the year. So there's definitely been an increase in caseload since the grant has been initiated.
Program organizers and mothers like Andressa say the program has become a lot easier to navigate. And now Andressa has twins, so everything that's expensive about one baby times two.
I'm able to get the formula through them. So each formula, it's $20. So imagine I go through at least one or two a week. If I didn't have a week, I don't know, it'd be a lot. Probably what? Around $300, $350 a month just for formulas. It helps for me too, you know, because I get for myself, but it really helps for the kids too, for sure.
Another way the WIC program has improved is that now it has a certified interpreter on their two-person team. Hannah Santos is the bilingual assistant and ambassador for WIC.
So if a client or a mom is calling us, we would say, this is Hannah with WIC, or in Portuguese, Oi, tudo bem? Eu sou a Hannah e eu tô ligando da WIC.
The changes are helping a lot. Not only have caseloads increased, but both Corinne and Hannah agree. This program is more effectively providing quality care than it ever has. For example, before the grant, nutritionists from Hyannis WIC would come to the island twice a month. Instead, now, Corinne and Hannah can meet with mothers any day of the week, go grocery shopping with them, help them understand the app, and issue a new card if need be. They can provide services that mothers like Andressa depend on, but there are still challenges. Andressa says there's a lot of stigma around using WIC in general, and she says that's also true for the Brazilian community on the vineyard.
I've been talking my social media all the time. I try to make videos when I go to Stop and Shop and tell them about WIC and tell them they're, you know, if you need it, you can go, you know, and get it too. You know what I mean? And I always tell them, if you have a chance, if you want to, you can talk to me, you can send me a message.
And it seems like this outreach may be working. I also spoke to two other participants. Well, I spoke to Maria, who moved to the island from the Czech Republic a year ago, and waved at Oliver, her five-week-old baby, but he did wave back.
It is like financially supporting, and it's nice to like going shopping and having this discount or something, but also it's very like warming that, oh, there are some people who are thinking about us and they're trying to help with nutrition, or yeah, actually even with lactation consultant. I'm speaking every single week after he was born. We had some troubles, so it feels like I have some other people I can turn to if I have questions about this like new era of our lives.
For CAI's Local Food Report, I am Jake Applegate.
This Local Food Report was edited by Elspeth Hay and me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole.